Good morning. Today we will cover question number 35 in the Heidelberg Catechism. Question 35. What does it mean that he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary? Answer. That the eternal Son of God, who is and remains true and eternal God, took to himself, through the working of the Holy Spirit, from the flesh and blood of the Virgin Mary, a truly human nature, so that he might become David's true descendant, like his brothers in every way, except for sin. Why do we review and teach the historic confessions of the Reformed faith every week? First, because they are a summary of the major doctrines the scriptures teach and represent hundreds of years of what the church has taught. Second, the confessions were often written to correct errors, and many of these errors are still with us today and still need to be corrected. Today's question talks about the incarnation of Jesus Christ, that he is eternal God, that he took on human flesh, the Son of God and the Son of Man, the second Adam in the same person. The last few weeks, I have mentioned the Arian heresy, which denies the divinity of Christ. Today, I will mention the opposite heresy called Docetism, which denies the humanity of Christ. Docetism teaches that Jesus Christ remained a divine spirit when he came to earth and merely appeared to be a human being with a physical body. Docetists were Gnostics, and Gnosticism says that God cannot interact with the physical world because the physical world is inherently evil, and God is too transcendent and holy to be concerned with the physical world. So what's the problem with Docetism? First, Jesus himself, after his resurrection, says to his disciples in Luke 24:39, quote, "See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see me. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have," unquote. Jesus directly contradicts Docetism. Second, God is not only redeeming our souls, he is redeeming our bodies. We will one day have eternal, new, redeemed bodies like Christ after the resurrection. For that matter, God is not just redeeming Christians, he is also redeeming the whole earth. The church will not be raptured to escape an evil earth. The church will be victorious on earth, and it will be redeemed as we will be, and it will be our eternal home to live and rule with Christ. This is the message of our Reformed confessions. And this is the message of the resurrection.